This is just too many traumatic memories. Welcome once again to IT Stuff, the monthly opinion show about technology here on BCB Radio. We are, if you like, the scared wireless operator on the ocean liner of progress as it meets the climate emergency melted iceberg of reality with not even a squelch. Here, queued up for the metaphorical lifeboats, are Chris.
Hello.
And she.
Ta-da!
And this month, by special request, we've got a specially requested IT stuff. This is for World Day Month.
Yeah.
Environment.
Yes.
Thing. Recycle. No plastic recycle bin thing. Is that?
That sums it all up. Well,
yeah.
Done.
Yeah. I should have done my research.
It's World Environment Day.
Is it?
On 15th of June.
Ooh, that's a long time to wait.
Yeah. Or is it 5th of June? Well, there you go.
Yeah, well, it's a confusing month. We've got two IT stuffs this month because mm-hmm. we're on a four-week schedule and the months are, well, peculiar. Mm. So if you're listening to this and it's still May, then this is the second IT stuff of this month.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're listening to this in June, this is the first of two IT stuffs of this month.
This is a treat.
I never understood. I believe there used to be 13 months, but one of them was just too special and had to go.
Oh, lucky
That's
for
what
some.
I think happened.
Yeah, this is probably the Maya, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mayan calendar, yeah.
Yeah, end of the world. So there you go. And on the subject of the end of the world, so we will skip the usual newsy stuff Ooh. And lamentations until later.
Sure.
Hurrah.
Hurrah.
And let's start with our listeners. Email bag. Yeah, so we've got a pretend email here.
It's not easy to get emails into a bag, I'd like to say that.
Yeah, well, pretend emails you can put in whatever.
Virtual,
you know,
virtual
like,
bag.
Okay, I'm taking the pretend emails out of a bag and I'm putting them in a bucket.
Okay.
Right, so here in the pretend email bucket is a fake email question from Mrs. Trellis of North Whipsey, who wants to know if it's true that the worldwide electricity consumption of Bitcoin is more than Ireland. Hurrah!
Which island did they specify?
Ooh, that's
the
tricky.
Entire
Republic
North?
Of Ireland.
Republic
I think.
Of Ireland.
Yeah. Because it's sort of true. 5 years ago, it was literally true. But in fact, these days, it's well more than twice Ireland.
Wow.
63 terawatts a year. That makes it like the Bitcoin is like the 40th most wasteful country of the world.
My goodness.
Which is pretty astonishing, really, considering that Bitcoin's about as much use
imaginary.
As a chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's as much use as an imaginary chocolate teapot.
Oh, my. So you have the entire world mining.
Yeah.
For Bitcoin.
It's money.
For money.
For money.
For money.
Spending
in
money.
Quotes.
On power to make money.
Yeah,
that's
not proper money.
Strange.
Because what happens every time anybody tries to get proper money out is what happened like about a week ago when there was a massive dump of speculated bitcoins and it knocked like literally $2,000 off the price of Bitcoin in half an hour.
This is so strange. I mean, the whole thing is just speculative. It's like a big lesson on actual money these days in
the
stock market.
It's that's exactly how the rest of the money
exactly.
works. I mean, I feel it's unfair that Bitcoin gets picked on for that sort of thing, really.
Yeah.
It's because it's not tangible, that's it.
Why was the rest of the money?
I know!
To be fair, we'll have another one to pick on soon, because did you hear? Facebook is going to start its own currency.
It's going to be using dead people, I hear.
Oh my God.
Pretty much, yeah, because they're going to have a lot of those. Shall we do that now or shall we do that later?
I think if we should do that now, otherwise, and then that'll like completely mess up your script order, so that's good as well.
Yeah, okay,
it?
Fine.
Well, before we do that, just about the Bitcoin thing, right?
Oh, right, there let's is... have a fight. Go on.
No, it's just the all the graphics cards. We're not talking about the graphics cards at all and how much wasting of copper and natural resources goes into that. So that you can churn money and climate change gets even worse. So it's just this terrible effect of bad things upon bad things for imaginary money.
It even got to the point where they were jetting cargo planes around the world full of graphics cards just to get the new graphics cards to the Bitcoin miners quicker.
Oh, wow. So collectively, this is even more than Ireland.
It's a disaster.
It's
a
disaster.
That's right.
Stop mining people.
Yeah, well, the Chinese, which is where a lot of the world's Bitcoins are mined, are trying to crack down on it, are the authorities, because they don't like the idea of this subversive currency thing, messing up the government, messing up their taxes, messing up their electric grids.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying Bitcoin's a good thing?
In China.
In China. It's just...
It's against nationalism, I suppose.
I might actually... No, not even.
Not even.
Yeah, no.
Mm. Right, so moving along to Facecoin.
Oh, yeah. Facebooks.
Facebooks.
Books. That's what the people are calling it.
Facebooks.
Facebooks.
Seriously?
As in 30 books.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. It might not be what Facebook are calling the Facebooks, but...
Facebooks.
Yeah.
So you're going to have lots of Facebookies?
You take your Facebooks to the Facebookie and have a flutter. So these dead people.
Dead people?
Yeah, dead people. Dead people.
Oh, yeah, no. It's like Facebook. There could be more dead people than living by 2100.
It's good, isn't it?
Bad news for everyone whose parents are on Facebook, I guess.
But it's a social network for zombies.
But this is not a surprising data, is it?
No.
Does this surprise
100
people?
Years later, most people are dead.
Exactly.
That's what that says.
It's accumulative, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, it's worth having a clear out every so often, isn't it?
I suppose, yeah. Although, to be fair, a human decomposes in 2 years, isn't it?
So. How many of those are dead bots, though?
No.
Yeah, seriously.
You've dug up older people than that.
Well, to be fair, when I did the archaeology project up on Bingley Moor, to be fair, up there things do decompose really quick because of the acid soil.
Yeah.
But you can't dig down more than about 2 inches before you hit bedrock.
Oh, I see.
You know.
I think
hide the bodies in the bedrock. Is that what you're saying?
I think my data comes from back in Singapore where we have not much land. Ah. So you have to, if you have a dead body, you have to dig up all graves.
Mm-hmm.
So the number of years that people entirely decompose is 2 years, apparently. So,
according to the government, after 2 years, the body's completely gone. There's nothing left.
Oh, just think.
Thanks.
As long as you could, like, stall the investigation for 2 years, of who you could get rid of.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Well, that's something to think about before you go to sleep.
Jacob Rees-Mogg. I mean, he's practically dead already.
Oh, dear. Nice.
Oh, well, I shouldn't have probably said that. Never mind. Moving on. We've got another pretend email question in the pretend chocolate teapot of emails. This is from Mrs. Trellis of North Bowling.
Any relation to the other Mrs. Trellis?
Of North
Possibly. We can pretend that she's moved.
A collection of sisters.
Yeah.
Well, trellis, you know, it's trailing.
Yeah, anti-trellis.
There
you
go.
She wants to know if there's a website that can calculate your personal environmental footprint.
Ooh.
Well, funnily enough, there is. The World Wildlife Fund has got an environment footprint calculator. This is at footprint.wwf.org.uk.
You put too many W's in that.
That's one W then is needed.
You know, it's hard to type and talk at the same time. So we're going to have a little bit of a giggle here.
Oh, that's nice.
We're going to fill it in collaboratively. Let's have a little review of this website. So here it is.
Have you agreed to the cookies?
Oh, I know, it's a pain. We use cookies to analyze.
It's the law,
blah,
you know.
If you have cookie policy, no, just go away.
Cookie monster.
How big is your environmental footprint? Mm. The planet is in crisis. From climate change to the pollution in our oceans and devastation of forests, it's up to all of us to fix it. Take your first step with our environmental footprint calculator. Take the questionnaire. And there's a picture of elephants.
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
And a tree.
Aww.
And the night sky.
The night sky is like, it's got motion blur. Those elephants, I don't think they're alive.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You're right. The elephants must have been standing still for like half an hour while the stars come.
That's a bit weird.
They're dead elephants.
That's suspicious, isn't it? Mm. They're Facebook elements.
They are the elephants in the room.
Yeah. No, they're outside.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, they might be in a room. It might be planetary. Oh, let's just take the question.
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, okay. Right. How would you best describe your diet? Meeting every meal, meeting some meals, meat very rarely, no beef, vegetarian or vegan. I like to think I'm vegetarian, except when I have my sausage sandwich.
It's rarely, then. Put it as rarely.
Rarely. Okay, right. Rarely. Okay. In a week, how much do you spend on food from restaurants, canteens and takeaways? Shall we lie and put zero?
On average.
Well, on average, about 10, isn't it? £10.
That's a lot for a week, maybe.
Shocking.
Yeah. £0 to £10, is there?
Yeah, no, well, 1 to 10. Okay. How much food is wasted and thrown away? Not 10%, 10 to 30, more than 30.
Very small.
Right, I'm going to put none.
Okay.
Right. Good.
I get told off for eating the mouldy foods. Yeah. Apparently it's not good for you.
It isn't.
Well, if that's the case, I mean, like, what are mushrooms?
Very big mould.
Okay. How often do you buy locally produced food that is not imported to the UK? Well, I get my mother's vegetable plot. Mm. Yeah, there you go. So we'll pretend that it's all, because I like to feel good about this.
Well, I always look for made in, Kent.
Yeah.
So things from Britain.
Food miles, isn't it? What kind of vehicle do you travel in most often as driver or passenger? Car, motorbike or neither?
Neither.
I've got a push bike. Oh. Neither. Yeah. We're good on that. Oh, this is taking a while, isn't it? How many hours a week do you spend on the train per week?
Barely.
Okay. Under 2 hours?
Maybe.
Or not at all?
Maybe under two.
You
under
went
two.
To Hendon Bridge last week.
Under two.
Yeah, okay. Under two. Fine. How many hours a week do you spend on the bus for personal use, including commuting?
Under two is not an option for the bus.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
In the last year, how many return flights have you made?
Zero.
Yay. Which kind of house do you live in? Detached, semi-detached, terrace or flat?
That would be a flat for us.
We'll average it as a flat. Fantastic. how many bedrooms does your house have?
This is quite personal questions right now.
It is, isn't it?
There'll be two.
Okay.
Well, technically one and a junk room.
Yes.
Is that where the cat hides?
Yeah. It's actually his room.
It is the cat's room, yeah.
So there's just the two of you in this pretend house?
Yeah.
Right, I've not pretended to, okay, how do you heat your home? Gas, oil, electricity or wood?
Electricity.
Ooh.
I know, it's bad, isn't it?
Are you on a green tariff? Shall we pretend yes?
Yeah.
Damn right. And do you regularly turn your lights off?
Of course.
There you go. Stupid question. Southerners. How warm do you keep your home in winter? Really, really cold. 14 to 17, 18 to 21, or truth?
We don't keep our house warm at all in winter.
Right, 14 to 17 I'll go for. Oh, good grief.
It's going to keep asking questions. You know this is a limited time show.
Yeah, okay. You've got energy saving bulbs, haven't you?
Yes.
Fine.
Definitely.
Even in the oven? I'm not sure how much energy that saves, having energy saving bulbs in the oven.
Oh, barely.
Oh, there's six more questions. Oh, have you bought a telly? No.
No.
No, right. Last year, in a typical month, how much do you spend on clothes and footwear? I can guess that one.
Oh, very rarely.
How much do you spend on your pets and pet food? It's that cat, isn't it? You don't have a pet. No, the pet has you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right, yeah, that's a valid answer. How much do you spend on health, beauty and grooming products?
Oh, that'll be zero.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, I'm just going to make it up now. How much do you spend on phone, internet and TV contracts? Shall I lie and put one to 30?
It's very hard to get internet for less than 30 quid nowadays.
It is, isn't it? Right, 30, 60. Which of these types of waste do you recycle and or compost? Oh, good grief. Well, we recycle paper, don't we, and tin cans and glass and maybe a bit of plastic. Oh, that was
almost there.
No, they want to know his postcode.
This is just collecting information for Facebook, isn't it? That's what's going on here.
BD, okay. And the end result is
smaller than
your
car.
Your carbon footprint is 90% of your target impact on the world. We're not too bad. We're better than the 2020 target.
Yeah, when I played it, I got 92%, so I guess that's
Good. Well, we lied a bit, didn't we?
Got bored, I think is what happened there. You're going to get bored. You get those questions near the end. Nobody's going to answer those truthfully. They're just going to be...
Right. Okay, so that's our review of footprint.www.f.org.uk. The good thing is there's a thing at the end of it where you can have it make suggestions about how you can be better. When you click each section to see more details. So that's good, except it tells me to, like, catch the bus less when I don't catch the bus at all.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
It tells you the most generalised thing.
You
do
catch
the
bus less, you got a bike now.
Yeah, this is true.
So you paid attention to it.
Yeah, I suppose.
And I think that's it for this show, isn't it?
Oh dear. So if you were listening to the podcast instead of the broadcast, we're sorry for making you sit through all that instead of editing it down a bit. And let's move on. Another pretend listener email. This time it's from Mrs. Trellis of North Girlington.
No relation.
Oh, she wants to know what happens to electronic equipment when it dies.
It goes to electronic heaven.
Right. Is electronic heaven a stinking big toxic heap in Ghana in West Africa?
Yes.
Good.
It's where sheep dream of androids.
Because if it was one of the big stinking toxic heaps in Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines or China, then it would be a different story. Mm. Because all those countries are actually starting to push back and threatening to send our heaps of toxic waste back again.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, serves us right. So, look forward to all those ships full of your stinking iPhones back again, covered in little bits of banana skins and
other iPhones.
Yeah, mold.
Finger gunk.
Yeah. That's terrible.
So there you go.
So the obvious thing.
The obvious thing. Yeah. Why don't we make our gadgets more repairable and recyclable? You know,
that'd be nice if it's more modular as well, so you can just upgrade it. But then it's not how people work, isn't it?
It's not how Tim Apple wants us to work.
No, they just want something new and shiny.
It doesn't make Tim Apple's eco policy look good if he's not making, you know, less than $2 billion a quarter.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we're a little bit sick of taking your stuff to an Apple centre and having the Apple people say, "Oh, we can't repair that. It's just full of glue." So you're sorry about your dud battery.
But on the plus side, if we're going to stop using coal, we've got all of these coal mines that are just empty, doing nothing. So there's plenty of space to put all the old technology, is what I think.
They're empty?
Well, they must be empty. They took all the coal out.
They're full of water. They've filled up with like stinking toxic water and it's awful. Yeah, up where my auntie lives, up the back end of Rose, where the holes keep appearing in the middle of the road, like maybe, but yeah, oh well, never mind.
What was that company that did really good upcycle tech in Bradford? Solidaritech.
Solidaritech.
Yes,
that's the one.
So if you want to support a local organization in Bradford that repurpose old tech and passing it to asylum seekers and refugees, don't forget to go to solidaritech.com.
That's great. It must be 3 years since we mentioned them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're still
going
strong.
Solidaritech. We should be plugging you more often. I promise to do better. So, excellent. You're listening to a special edition of IT Stuff on BCB Radio 106.6 FM. Let's take a quick break from all our environment special with a news dump.
Mm.
And on the subject of dead things, bye-bye, Grumpy Cat.
Aww.
Aww.
Lived life to the full.
Yeah.
They sure did.
Aww. And if you've ever wondered about the crud in your keyboard, we've got a cautionary tale. That's what they call it, isn't it? Hackaday reports that somebody in California was restoring an old Buchla Model 100 synthesizer. Not a computer, but, you know, close. They ended up on a nightmare 9-hour LSD trip after cleaning crud from under the knobs with his bare fingers. You know, it's like you gob on it, you rub your fingers on it, you gob it on it again, you rub your fingers on it again to get the muck off.
That sounds terrible.
It turns off, it was genuine 1960s LSD under there. They commissioned 3 independent tests and they all came up, yes, it's LSD, all right.
So I'm guessing lots of people are queuing up to clean all synths.
Well, not this guy. top pro tip from him, he says get them nitrile gloves that you can get, you know, right. the pervy hospital ones.
Will that help?
Yeah, well, obviously. So, And we can have a mini world of stuff if you like.
Yes, I just saw this recently, actually. There's a SnapMaker 2.0, which is a combined 3D printer, CNC, laser cutter, laser engraver machine. So obviously, if you are big into all those great, big, massive tech in makerspaces and you want one for yourself, it's nice to know that there are companies out there trying to make modular type things.
Sure.
So you don't have to have like a huge space at home just to have those 3 big machines to do experimental prototypes and strange things. It's not that expensive. And apparently the version 1 seems to be very good, apart from tiny questionable design on their bills, because you're trying to make it modular, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
But so far on YouTube seems... people's review seems to be very good, yeah, so far. The only downside was that they were advertising a 500 milliwatts laser, but actually people open it up and it's just 200. So it's a little bit of false advertising there, but that's because supplies were just, you know, hard to get good stuff at the same time. So they weren't cutting corners. There was just
able to vaporize people, you know, like 300 yards.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
No good, is it?
Maybe they just put twice as much power into the 200 milliwatt laser.
Yeah, that's what they said. The 200 milliwatts laser is an upgraded version, so it's not blue light, but blue violet light or something. So it's better or something. But so far, but surprisingly, they've hit what, $5 million in like 17 minutes. So there is a huge uptake for people who want, you know, these machines in their homes.
People don't trust crowdfunding, but funnily enough, when somebody who's got a decent track record does the crowdfunding thing, then it works like a charm, doesn't
Apparently,
it?
Yeah.
I love the idea of having all 3 ways of crafting in one thing, so you can actually have multiple finishes on the same item.
I do like that, yeah.
Without having to take it from one machine to another, and then the registration would never be off.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that is awesome.
There's three different sizes, and the most expensive one is about $1,000 US. So it's not expensive at all, and it's pretty big. And the smallest one is about 14 inch, and that's apparently only $749. So these are all very reduced prices, obviously, for Kickstarter, and then it gets more expensive when they finish. But the Kickstarter ends in 8 days, so if you're into this sort of thing,
Be fast.
So it's all going to be sold out. Yep.
Awesome. Thank you. And nearly back to the environment. If you remember the domain name tussle between Amazon the company and Amazon the rainforest, that's pretty much over, and the rainforest lost.
Aww.
There's still just about time to answer the 30-day consultation, but they've made their mind up.
Really?
So, yeah.
But it's not 30 days yet. I thought people could still write in and, you know,
give them a word. They've made their mind up, haven't they? They're consulting the way the government consults over HS2, you know?
I see.
Yeah.
So in the future, we'll be having Amazon.Amazon. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's so bizarre.
Yeah. Meanwhile, things might go the other way for the Chagos Islanders, infamously evicted by Britain, but the .io domain belongs to the Indian Ocean Island Groups, and that might get taken away following a recent decolonisation vote in the UN. And .io is popular for lots of tech sites, including our very own bradford-codedojo.github.io. So 29th of June, by the way, next one of those. What are you going to do if you get evicted?
Well, I guess we...
move to the Indian Ocean.
There you go.
That's all right then. Yeah, good. Be a bit far for the kids to go on a Saturday morning, though, won't it?
Yeah, boat.
Okay.
It'll be a trip.
Yeah. Although, you know, like maybe our electronic waste could like drop us off on its way round to Southeast Asia.
Maybe that'd be nice. Yeah.
There you go. Let's have another dip in our pretend email bag. Here's Mrs. Trellis of North Byerley. She wants to know if it's true about the UK electric grid going a whole week without coal. Well, we know lots of websites about that. If you just Google the word grid watch, there's three of them. There's gridwatch.co.uk, there's www.gridwatch.templar.co.uk, which is quite nice, and my favourite is grid.iamkate.com, and that can show you in real time, updated every 10 minutes, amazingly, just how the grid is doing, what percentage of renewables, whether we're importing any electric from France, which we do
which
all the time.
Which we always do all the time. Yeah.
Whether we're sending any to the Netherlands because they're short of wind energy and we've got an excess.
Right.
Of wind.
I think the continent of Europe might have noticed our excess of wind lately.
There are many wind turbines out there, isn't it?
Sure, we're really leading the world on that kind of thing.
Seriously?
Well, not up to like the Danes and the Netherlands, but we're pretty good on offshore wind.
Offshore.
And
right.
Yeah, we're, you know, what's not to like about it?
Nothing.
So there you go. If you mosey on to grid.iamkate.com, you get beautiful coloured pie charts that let you drill down into where all the renewables are being generated, what the gas cycle is like at the moment, how much nuclear there is online, and it's updated every 10 minutes.
That's
really
useful.
Pretty awesome. And we're currently on a 12-day stretch without coal.
Wow.
Which is not bad.
That is not bad.
We weren't achieving that, you know, even a year ago.
So what made this law, this 12 days without coal thing?
Sorry?
How did we start stopping using coal?
It just happened.
It just happens, really? because coal's it's pretty expensive compared to wind power. So, and it's turn off and onable in a way that nuclear isn't. So, you know, the call goes out, yeah, sorry, we don't need you this week. Yeah, you know, like,
turn the switch off, put it on standby.
Yeah.
No, don't put it on standby, turn it off.
So, there's also the international equivalent as well, www.electricitymap.org.
This is so useful.
That allows you to compare how the European countries are doing selected other countries as well that are producing the relevant figures. So most of the states individually, and even the different regions of Russia, you can see which are the ones that are doing well and which are the ones doing badly on sustainable energy.
It's got real-time wind and solar conditions as well, so that's really useful.
It's pretty damn good. So it's good to see that kind of thing. Again, it's something that we started doing because of our electricity market and enthusiasts like iamkate.com started doing it years ago, and it's catching on worldwide.
Apparently France's electricity is just 1/10 the carbon intensity of the UK.
Yeah, that's all their nuclear.
And they've been doing it for 40 years. That's wow.
Yeah. You know, two-edged sword, isn't it?
Yes.
Cuts both ways. Oh, well. Yeah. Two more quickie things. Electric motorbikes are going to be a thing. Specifically, Triumph.
Triumph?
Are they still a thing? Yes, Triumph. They are. And this is in conjunction with Warwick University. And also electric flying cars. Mm. There's a company in Germany. They reckon that the energy cost of having a new generation electric flying car, or light aircraft as we call can be better than an electric car from between 40 miles and 180 miles.
Right.
The 40-mile limit is right. It takes a lot of electric to get them in the air.
Okay.
I was going to say, it's not a giant runway, is it?
Is that
what slows you down? You need about 10 miles of runway at each end. That's the problem with the electric planes.
Well, you did allude to the end. That's the secret for, like, why you're better off in a car for, like, 200 miles.
Oh, dear.
Because it's going to fall out of the sky when the battery runs out.
Parachute. Oh, I don't know. Gliders.
Yay.
Don't use recycled batteries. They don't hold the same charge.
No. The downside of the electric cars is in America, there's a big thing where lots of people just leave the electric scooters all over the place.
Ooh.
So companies have had to pick them up and then put them into storage and auction them off.
Right.
So it's a big of a no-no.
But that's those ride-sharing electric scooters. So yes. It's not just like people's electric scooters.
Yeah. So, you know, just left like the bicycles that you see in train stations where you can just pick them up. So in the States, it's a bit of a...
It was fun that the bicycle renting failed in Manchester, isn't it? It's the only place in the world where it failed because people chucked them into the canal for giggles.
So that's the same thing that's happening in the States with the electric scooters.
Bless.
Speaking of electric cars, there is apparently something happening in Bradford where they're thinking of... making electric charging stations from lampposts.
Oh, awesome, right? Yeah, street furniture.
Apparently, yeah. So they did a little poll to see whether people liked it or not. And apparently 54% said yes and 46% said no.
You can do that now. It's just you need a really long cable to get it up into the sky so you can put it in the socket at the top.
Yeah, so the 46% are short people, is that what you're saying? Yeah, so they can't reach up.
Yeah.
They just don't like to park their cars near a curb just to... I have no idea. But 54% say
yes. How can you object to having a car charging post in a lamppost? What's not to like?
I don't know.
Are you just like... career no-saying people out of the Telegraph and Argus. Is that it?
No idea.
Oh, grief.
So it's not natural having a charger in a lamppost. That's what it is. Goes against God's will.
Possibly. I looked up how much an electric car costs, and the cheapest one is about $9,000. Yeah. That's a Nissan Leaf from 2014.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Yeah?
Is that second-hand?
It's second-hand as well. So second-hand, pre-owned Nissan Leaf.
Pre-loved.
It's about £9,000.
Right. It's going to be
Does
like
it come
a
with LSD?
If you use your fingers.
If it's from California. Yeah, allegedly, the synth designer had links with Ken Kesey and with a bloke out of the Grateful Dead. So judge that how you wish. Anyway, coming back to IT stuff, I guess it's probably time for Go Home, Elon. So following US stock market fans for inappropriate business tweets, dear old Elon has recruited a social media consultant. Get this, he's poached the bloke from the English Museum of Rural Life. What's going on there? Well, you've probably all forgotten this, but that's the bloke who tweeted an archive picture of a very big sheep with the caption, "Look at this absolute unit." And wow. It went viral.
I can see what's going to happen here. The first thing he's going to do, there's going to be a picture of Elon Musk with "look at this absolute unit" underneath the bottom. He's going to try and recreate that tweet.
Yeah, pretty much. Shouldn't be hard. Elon is looking a little bit old and tired these days, Elon, with your billions. Yeah, I know you're listening. The other Elon thing this month, we've had this interesting moment from an interview with Lex Fridman of MIT. So here's trigger warning. There's a very, very long pause in this. Are you ready?
So when maybe you or somebody else creates an AGI system and you get to ask her one question, what would that question be?
What's outside the simulation?
Was that worth the wait, everybody?
I think we need to put some sort of TikTok in that pause, otherwise it's not fun.
Yeah. Well, you can't see the look on his face either, unfortunately.
Yeah, he was like calculating. His eyes was reading something. Yeah. It was a bit strange when I saw the video. His eyes were going back and forth really, really fast. It's as if computing. Seriously.
There we go. If this is a simulation, here's your question, your philosophical question. If this is a simulation that we're living in, then is there any point fighting the environmental change?
Mother Nature is telling you something. You better listen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the fact is, if it feels painful, even if it's not real pain, if it feels painful, then maybe you'd better stop causing pain to the planet, maybe. Okay, never mind.
Well, you have to listen.
I've never tried philosophy before on IT stuff. I don't think I'll ever try it again. Thanks for the laugh.
You'll get better.
Oh, my.
Keep trying.
Time for our closing music. Even here, there's an environment angle. The vinyl revival in music is just another way of saying nasty, horrible PVC. It's energy-intensive, recycled PVC that makes terrible records. We learnt that in the 90s. Scratchy, scratchy, scratch. It puts loads of nasty chlorine and phthalates into the environment. No wonder the EU wants to crack down on it. So, hipsters, get off the vinyl now and onto the YouTubes. And here with an environmental message is the Ben Levin Group with something called, here's the Elon No, this is not what it's called, but there is an Elon link. Yes. It's called Falcon 9 Feeling Lonely. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.